This is Paul Hurt of Arizona State University with Jen Sweeney, also of Arizona State University, interviewing Lawrence David Garrett at his home in Olathe, Colorado on August 9th, 2018. Dave, why don't you start by telling us a little bit about your career in natural resources management and how it eventually led you to involvement in the Glen Canyon Dam Adaptive Management Program and the Grand Canyon Research and Monitoring Center.
Okay. So I'll try to show the connectivity between the activities that we put together and I directed and my past, which it's a long chronicle, but I'll make it short. So my interest in resource management goes to my junior year in high school, where my brother and I took a course in wildlife management out of outdoor life, which proved to be, of course, futile. It had added nothing to nothing. But it did spark my interest in resource management. So I went on to do a fisheries and forestry bachelor's. And then a management, straight management master's, but with natural resources as a minor.
Where was that?
And that was at Southern Illinois University for the bachelor's and Michigan State for the master's. And then worked for the Forest Service a while and then thought I needed a doctorate because I questioned a lot of management strategies. And so it caused me to go back and take a doctorate actually in a different direction. So it was operations research, which now is referred to as systems analysis, and economics. So I took a major in economics and a minor in operations research. And then spent at 11 different locations across this country, east, west, south, and north, time with the U.S. Forest Service. First with private industry, actually, with a couple of private industry companies, and then with the Forest Service, because I liked the Forest Service past image in conservation management practices. So I did that for 20 some odd years and then decided that I needed a change. And I went into consulting for a while, but didn't like that aspect of it at that time during that era. So then I decided to go into the academic side of programming.
When was that 20-year period that you were working in
that would
the Forest
have been,
Service?
That would have been from around 65 to 84.
Ooh, time of significant change.
Time of significant change. And I became to question everything, and I directed research facilities all over the country. Mm-hmm. And I didn't like where we were not going with Forest Service research in the West. I guess that's the best way. So I looked around at universities. I looked first at Colorado State. Mm-hmm. And they have a good program up there in forestry and natural resource management. And I made it on the first draw. Huh. And they changed provost while the faculty was considering bringing me in.
Oh.
I won the pool, in other words, and then lost it. And because that new provost wanted to run it back out, I encouraged the existing director of natural resources program throw his hat in the ring, and he got it. And I came in second on the second one. So it's interesting lifestyle. So, but then Northern Arizona University wanted me because the president wanted a change there. And he agreed to what I wanted to do. And what I wanted to do was to take a program that was a traditional forestry program and turn it into an ecologically based program that looked at both biophysical and socioeconomic issues related to natural resource management. He agreed, gave me free rein, and so I spent 11 years there building and doing that program. And you might know Covington, Wally.
Wally Covington,
Dr.
Yes.
Covington. I brought in a diverse set of faculty, female and male, and a Native American, started Native American forestry program. But all of those programs had to have a basic twist to it. Everything in forestry, resource management, natural resources, fish, wildlife, had to be adaptive management based. All
not theoretical, but
not
theoretical. Applied.
All of the courses had to be team taught. Courses could be single discipline taught. All had to have both economics, social issues, biological issues, physical issues in the classroom at one time. So we used teams of three. So that entire program.
Wow.
And so
that was the 1980s.
That went all the way, I think, to 94, 95.
That's very innovative.
So I went from about 84 to 95. Mm-hmm. And I the president allowed me free rein, like I said. I had a lot of, I was strongly connected to many political leaders in the Southwest, and from the county governments up, and who had many diverse ecological, economic, social issues. So I also was connected to both the environmental community and the industrial community, the graziers, timber producers, river rafters, Sierra Club Wilderness Society, and worked with everybody. So they loved my program. We had a good program.
Yeah.
And I left there. I was going to retire. And I decided, I lasted 6 months, and I decided I was going to open a consulting firm. And that consulting firm was Interdisciplinary Science and Management. And so it's called M3 Research. It was originally Multi-Resource Management Research, but I just called it M3. And so that's when I connected with the secretary. I had been very good friends with him when I was a dean, because he wanted to look at these diverse social, economic, and biophysical dysfunctional programming. He thought there was a lot of problems. And as you know, he ran for president when he was governor there. And so then when there was an administration change and he went to Washington, he called me up and wanted me to come and interview for a position with him and his direct staff. At the time, I knew he wanted to try to do something with the biological survey, with science and interior. He wanted to change the direction of science and interior. I don't know. At that time, science and interior was vested into individual management groups, but it was directed all by management officials rather than science directors. So they were moving that direction. He wanted an entirely new concept. He wanted to take all the science out of every area of management, Bureau of Reclamation, National Park Service, BLM, and put it under one science entity called the National Biological Survey. Now, if you recall through history, there was a National Biological Survey way back when. But it didn't have the context that he wanted, entirely new. He wanted a science program that really was driven out of adaptive management concepts. And so when I was with the Forest Service, C.S. Holly and I became good friends. And that worked down.